Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. I'm so excited for today's topic.
Me too. It's a good one.
It really is. So we are diving headfirst into the world of mobile pet grooming, specifically a company called Furryland.
Furryland, yeah.
And, you know, I was just looking at their website this morning. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it got me thinking, it's not just about what they did, you know, giving Fido a bath.
Yeah.
It's what their whole business model says about how we take care of our pets these days.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so fascinating is like Furryland really taps into this need for convenience, right?
Oh, totally.
But without skimping on what we might even call like luxury pet care, It's a really interesting little like microcosm of these bigger trends.
Totally. Okay. So I was looking at their website and they have this total care grooming package.
Bro.
And like, just listen to this, right? Heated hydro bath.
Oh, wow.
Right. My own bathtub at home doesn't even have that. And then, okay, full body haircut, nail clipping, paw pad shave.
They do it all.
They do it all. Like, literally, they have thought of everything.
It's true, though. It does feel very spa-like, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, this attention to detail, the fact that they're offering all these services that go way beyond, you know, like, just basic keeping your dog clean.
Right.
I think it really says something about how much people are willing to invest in their pets' well-being these days, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what the best part is?
What?
They come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Their tagline is, grooming van comes to you.
That's smart.
Right. No more of this, like, trying to wrestle my dog into the car, which, let's be honest, nobody enjoys.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. Especially if you don't.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Especially if you don't have one of those, like, ramps or anything.
Oh, tell me about it. But, yeah, I mean, it makes total sense, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's all about making pet care fit into our busy lives. Like, we've embraced this on-demand lifestyle for everything, like food delivery, you know, even grocery shopping. So why not pet grooming, too?
Exactly.
It makes it so much easier.
And I think that convenience factor really resonates with people, especially pet owners today, because, let's face it, everyone's busy.
For sure. And it's definitely a formula that works because Furryland, they've got like, what is it, more than 65 locations?
Yeah, they're really growing and they're still counting. So they're obviously onto something here. But you know what I thought was really interesting when I was on their website? It wasn't just about like, we come to you, it's convenient.
Yeah.
They really emphasized the experience itself.
Right.
They use phrases like fear-free grooming.
Oh, yeah,
They talk about their, you know, compassionate and skilled groomers, even gentle and effective products.
Yeah, they're very intentional with the language.
Exactly.
Right?
It's more than just a haircut here.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And that's such an important point to highlight because I think it speaks to this growing awareness that we have about like our pet's emotional well-being, right? It's not just about getting the job done quickly. It's about making sure that the whole experience is like positive and stress-free. Ideally, even, dare I say, enjoyable.
Right.
For the animal. And we're seeing this shift in other parts of pet care too, like, you know, the trend toward positive reinforcement training.
Totally.
It's like the whole industry is starting to sort of wake up and be more in tune with like what our furry friends are really experiencing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, speaking of like the industry and how it's structured, They use a franchising model, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, which is really common in like the pet service industry nowadays.
Yes. And on the one hand, I get it, right? It's great for growth.
Absolutely. Get that Furryland name out there.
Exactly. But, and this is just me kind of thinking out loud here, how do you make sure with all these different groomers that the quality stays consistent?
That is the million-dollar question with franchising, isn't it?
Right.
Because you're right, it does allow for super rapid expansion.
Mm-hmm.
But maintaining that, like, quality control, making sure the brand is represented consistently across potentially dozens or even hundreds of locations, that's a huge challenge. And honestly, it's something that a lot of businesses, not even just in the pet industry, really struggle with.
Absolutely.
So it does make you think about, like, what are the trade-offs here between getting this super convenient service and maybe, like, potentially sacrificing a bit on that personal touch? It's something to consider.
It totally is. So, listeners, we're turning this over to you. Would you entrust your furry friend to a mobile grooming service? What are the things you would be looking for?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Head over to our social media and let us know what you think.